I think the hardest part is to realize that chiefly we are a law enforcement agency. That is our charter under the California Constitution. And under that constitutional charter, we have to do two things. We are required to operate a jail, and we are required to keep the peace. So the operate a jail is very specific, has a very set of specific circumstances in which you operate. The other part, keep the peace, is really open translation. And in California, that's been translated into running a patrol force where you have patrol cars and patrol deputies. So I think those are our constitutional charters, and that we can never get away from our basic responsibility. However, policing in California, and especially in Sonoma County, has evolved so much more than that. There's an expectation of the public that we are more engaged in the community, that we are at community meetings, we're at community gatherings, we're at high schools, elementary schools, junior high schools, engaging with those people, developing relationships. And that is incredibly important. So although I don't see it as a challenge, it's something that we're doing right now. It's something that is, I guess, something I look forward to continuing to do. It's really important, and the importance of that cannot be minimized.
Tell me a little bit more, because I think all three of the candidates would say community involvement in policing is the key thing. It's the thing I'm going to do. I'm going to do it better than anyone else. Why will you be the one to do it best?
Well, I think I have a proven track record of doing it. It's not something I just started because of a campaign, something I've been doing all of my career. I started out as a deputy in the Roseland District here in Santa Rosa, and that's really where I got my first exposure to community policing. We were assigned to a particular area all the time, so my experience was having somewhat of that Andy Griffith Mayberry, where I worked a very specific district in Roseland. I knew all the business owners. I knew all the people who lived there. Well, maybe not all the people, but I knew many of the people that lived there, let's say. They knew my face. They recognized me. And there's a certain level of accountability that you get when you have that name recognition, that face recognition. You're not just some anonymous cop in a uniform that comes and goes. And I think that's really what started my career and put me on this track and this commitment to community policing, because it works. When a community member feels that there's a problem, if someone is a bad actor and they have that relationship with you, they can come to you and they can say, "Hey, Mark, I noticed that this guy who's my neighbor is engaged in this kind of behavior. It really concerns me. I think I'm not safe. Please help me." I mean, that's the most basic level of policing, is there to help the community be safer. So I think I've got the proven track record of doing it. And it's not just at the level of a deputy. I've done it both as a sergeant, a lieutenant, as a captain, as I've worked my way up the ranks. So it's really that deep commitment that I have.